Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Show us the money.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
What if I told you that artificial intelligence is changing the world of work? Well, you probably would tell me, Googs, we know this by now. We actually use AI or we work with AI. But do you really? And if so, how are you seeing AI interacting with you as an individual in your workplace? To tell us more about this, we joined on the line by Kev Moodley, the country managing director for South Africa for Workday, giving us some insight into some of these findings. Kev, such a pleasure to touch base with you again. The last time I spoke to you, it was all about rock stars in the workplace and how technology is shifting the needle here. So good to have you on the show tonight.
I know, Gugu, and good to see you. And thank you so much.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, right, Kev? When we think about AI, many South Africans still have the concept of the robots coming to take their job. But the truth is, organizations like Workday, together with your client base made up of big corporates in the country, have already started implementing this. And the truth is, we can work AI and individuals, human beings, can have a symbiotic relationship. So maybe let's just distill that myth first and understand how AI is typically incorporated into the workplace.
Yeah, I think AI is definitely, if we look at it from a consumer perspective, all of us use AI on a day-to-day basis, whether it's using Google Maps or using Waze in terms of how do we get to work. Even sometimes the images apps that we use just to enhance the image in terms of the different picture and clarity, that uses AI, to things like Netflix as well. So I think from a consumer perspective, we all use AI on a day-to-day basis. As we go into the workplace, I think companies like Microsoft and Google have really used AI when it comes to their workplaces, and that's now enhanced their capabilities in terms of what can take place. Mm. Companies like Workday, we've taken a very distinct view as well, especially when it comes to agentic AI and how companies can leverage our platform.
Mm-hmm. And maybe let's expand on that, because it does actually free up a lot more human capacity. And I'm quite keen for us to understand, you know, how that's worked. You've published a report to help us understand how AI is really participating in a skills revolution and being the catalyst in that space. What are some of the key insights and nuances in terms of human skill, productivity, and benefit as well for the workforce?
Yeah, look, I think for us, it's really about the fact that AI is helping people focus more on meaningful work and not really replacing them. So skills like empathy, skills like ethics and relationship building is definitely going to be important as we look at the human potential and how we can leverage that. But 83% of the responses spoke about the fact that AI can be used to leverage human strengths and the importance of creativity as well.
And I'm also intrigued just to understand, you know, how the number of participants within this particular report actually say that it's also helped leaders in terms of managers to actually perform a lot better and lead their teams more effectively.
Definitely. So we had a workshop a few weeks ago with some of the South African clients, and here's an interesting stat. So this is the last generation of leaders that will manage just humans.
Ooh.
So the future generation of leaders will manage humans and digital labor.
My goodness, Kev, what does that even look like? Because it's one thing to tell your colleague and counterpart, Googs, stop sleeping on the job, don't be late. But it's a whole other thing to manage AI. So help us paint a picture.
Look, we have to be able to run with the machines. So the future of the workforce will be hybrid. So it'll be humans, it'll be digital labor. We need to look at leveraging AI for the mundane tasks. So allowing people to focus on strategic and some of the skill sets that makes us more unique as being humans. But AI plays a role in terms of assisting us in decision making. And we have some awesome use cases as Workday that hopefully some of our South African customers in the future will be able to roll out.
Sure. I'm excited to see how this does change, shift and evolve. And Kev, this is largely based on, you know, the feedback that you have from big corporate organizations right across the spectrum of South Africa's economy, who have the size, who have the scale, who have the budget to roll out AI within their everyday workday nuances. But what does it mean for the medium-sized businesses in South Africa, those who are entrepreneurs and looking at finding ways of automating their businesses, driving efficiencies and competitiveness? I'm hoping that you can make it tangible for the man in the street who's just trying to get by building a sustainable business.
Yeah, look, that's a really good point. So we have 11,000 customers globally, and 70% of our customers actually have an employee size of less than 3,500 employees. So if we look at our platform, it's the exact same platform that our customers use, whether it's small to medium or large enterprises.
Ah.
So today, existing customers are, in fact, Weber Wenzel is a customer of Workday as well. I know you had somebody on just now. So companies that leverage our platform today are able to get insights into the data. They're able to leverage the platform in terms of decision making. At the same time, to your point, allow them to be competitive, assist in the war for talent, ensuring that we've got the right skills, and at the same time, ensuring that they're more profitable.
Sure, this is so critical. And I guess this is then speaking to the entrepreneur, in as much as we're speaking to the human capital director of a big corporate, that fundamentally find ways of incorporating AI into your business or technology to drive the growth, scale, and competitiveness that you're looking for.
Definitely. I think a lot of small organizations will be able to scale leveraging technology a lot more. So probably there's going to be a 10x range in terms of how companies can grow and scale a lot faster, a lot more competitive. Also in terms of being a bit more nimble than ever before, based on the fact that technology enables them to change.
100%. Kev, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Really appreciate your time this evening and looking forward to hearing more of the innovative solutions that Workday does bring out into the country, onto the continent, to make sure that life essentially gets easier in the workplace and it's fun. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you. Kev Moodley is the country managing director in South Africa for Workday, giving us some insight into the AI skills revolution and essentially how many of their clients have responded to incorporating artificial intelligence in the workplace, and it's working to their benefit, whether you are big or small as a business owner. Share your thoughts with us, 063-688-0959.
Kaya Biz. Only on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Hi, Google. I was listening to your conversation with the gentleman from Lesotho. Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, majority of Africa is going to suffer from this tariff increases. But maybe it is a blessing in disguise, you know, for us as Africa to trade more with each other. You know, it's an opportune time for us to turn this thing around and, you know, to make it to our advantage.
Hello, Thabo Mokwele. You're speaking.
Oh no, that's what's for tomorrow, actually. Mamepe there for Uncle T. But Dumza, valid point that you have there on a conversation we had earlier on this evening with Ndate Solong Sinuhe, who joined us from the United Textile Employees Union in the Kingdom of Lesotho. Essentially, those tariffs that Donald Trump said he would impose on Lesotho of about 50% since April, because a lot of the suppliers and the purchasers of goods don't know where things stand, they have essentially had to let go of workers in several factories in the Kingdom of Lesotho. So far, he's let us know that at least has led to it more than 3,000 job cuts. The union itself, United, represents at least 10,000 workers. And what he highlighted was the fact that there are some risks here where people lose their jobs. These are young people, large majority under the age of 35, and then might find themselves, you know, yeah, either working at illegal mines or even actively participating in trafficking of individuals. So that does become a significant concern. So these are just some of the conversations we've been having tonight. We also spoke to the vice president of Jetour South Africa, who essentially told us they are looking to expand. They're looking to grow. On average, since their launch in September last year, they've been selling at least 600 cars a month, but their target is set to grow. Angola is another key market that they're already in and that they dominate currently, trying to make South Africa as competitive. And in terms of their warranties, they're definitely building up on making sure that they have enough parts in the after-sales environment. You as South Africans have shared your voices, and it seems like we're buying, but are we? Are you? Well, this is a conversation we'll always continue in various ways, in various facets and conversations. But keep sharing your thoughts with us. As always, it's been amazing being with you on the show tonight. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Do keep listening. Point of View with Pimelo Mudine is coming up next. Click.
kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.